Congresswoman Miller was all smiles as she addressed an exuberant crowd of hundreds packed into a hotel ballroom in Quincy.
We took on the special interests from the swamp, and we won!
Miller fared better than Davis across the sprawling district, though Davis did better near Springfield, Decatur, and his hometown of Taylorville. In Adams County, home to Quincy, and last weekend's Trump rally, Miller took 80% of the vote.
This win shows the power and the strength of President Trump's endorsement. People in this country are waking up. The left is woke, but conservatives are awake.
The race was marked by millions of dollars in negative advertising and an attempt to win over Trump supporters. Davis ran President Trump's Illinois re-election campaign in 2020, but he did not contest the presidential election results, and he voted to create the House January 6th Select Committee. Miller drew widespread condemnation over the weekend when, in response to the U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade, she thanked President Trump for protecting white life. The campaign later said she meant to say right to life. Despite her bitter campaign against Davis, she did praise him.
My family has prayed for Rodney's family throughout this campaign, and I look forward to working with him as a colleague.
Miller faces Democrat Paul Lang of Quincy in the November general election, but the 15th district is drawn to heavily favor Republicans. I'm Alex Dagman.